When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My next guest is a writer, director, and 1/5 of the Broken Lizard comedy troupe behind Super Troopers and Beer Fest. He now stars in their new movie, Quasi.
Are we really doing this again in my country?
They're all my countries.
The only reason you're here is so you can horn in on her coronation.
And you're only coronating because you don't have the sack to rule this country without your new wife's big army.
Please, gentlemen, let's enjoy the feast.
Why don't you take your papal supremacy and shove it up your funny f***ing hat?
I will not sit here and let you take pot shots at my hat!
Bring it on, bitch!
Did you hear the one about the peanuts who were walking down the street?
Stand aside, Kusma!
You've got a fault there!
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Jay Chandrasekhar. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How you been?
Happy to be here. So good.
Yeah?
So good.
Yeah, I'll fix that. Now,
okay.
The new movie, Quasi.
Yeah.
Obviously, as I said, you know, the Super Trooper movies, Beer Fest. This one's a period film. Why period for you guys?
Well, we were a sketch group to start.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
how many years now?
I mean, we met when we were 19. We started the group when I was 21. So, 4.
Four years.
No, it's been a while. It's been like 30 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's nice.
Wow, it's incredible. I mean, you know, we always thought we would sort of be Monty Python, you know, make movies like that. And so we were doing a lot of sketches. We were wearing wigs and dresses and all these things. And my friend Steve Lemmy was working at the HMV record store back when they had records. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy in the jazz section who spoke out of the side of his mouth. And he'd go, "Another lonely weekend in New York City." And Steve would come back and do that imitation. Then we would do the imitation. And then we were like, let's make a character like that. And then we're like, how can we make him sadder? Let's make him a hunchback. Right? So then he was a hunchback. We're like, well, the hunchback lived in, you know, in 16th century France. So we need a king. We need a pope. And eventually we made this political thriller around.
Wait, are you telling me that this movie you're making, which is your 8th movie, is from 30 years ago?
We wrote it. This is one of our oldest scripts. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we made Super Troopers, which is much more real. And afterwards, you know, we'd have a success. And the studio would be like, what else do you want to make? And we'd be like, how about this Quasi? And they'd be like, what else you got?
And Super Troopers.
Right. But eventually, Fox Searchlight, which makes a lot of sort of period pieces, yes, they read it and they said, this is right up our alley.
We already have the wardrobes.
That's right.
There is a familiar voice narrating this film at the beginning and the end. It's Brian Cox,
yeah,
who many people now know as Logan Roy from Succession. You work with him in the Super Trooper films. Does he drop as many F-bombs on set as he does as Logan on Succession?
Well, look, we call him Coxie. But Brian Cox, you know, we always like to put a really good actor in our movies so that we kind of look kind of okay, but next to him, you know?
Yeah.
He kind of brings us all up. And Brian saw, like, we have a very insult style of friendship. We make fun of each other. It's called the House of Pain, right? We're always making jokes about each other. Yeah. And Brian came in, and he saw that, and he kind of wanted to fit in. And he would just hit us with insults that you're like, that's a little too far, right? That's a little too far.
I don't get the joke, Brian.
I don't know. But, you know, we made Super Troopers 2, and we're going to make number 3, and, you know, he's going to be in it.
You are going to make number 3?
Yeah, we've written
when
it.
When is that
yeah.
happening? Yeah.
You know, we're gonna shoot that next.
All right.
Yeah. You grow a mustache, you can hop on the board. You know.
I got all the time in the world.
Okay.
So you directed a film called Easter Sunday with a comedian
Joe Coy,
and my understanding one of the producing partners of this was Steven Spielberg and his organization, and that you as a director got a note from Steven Spielberg. Two things. One is, how does it feel to get a note from Steven Spielberg as a director, and what was the note?
Well, this is Joe Coy's first movie. He's a huge comic. He sells out stadiums, but it was his first movie, right? So, and Mr. Spielberg is the boss of the movie. He's the executive producer. And so on the first day, Joe is feeling a little insecure, because the first day he's really going to act, and he goes, do you mind if I wear my Dodger hat? Because it makes me feel a little more centered. And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. So we shoot this really funny scene. Joe's got the Dodger hat on. And the dailies go down to Burbank, and I get a call from the head of Amblin, and she says, Steven really likes the scene, but he has one note for you. And I said, what's that? He goes, movie stars don't wear hats. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I go to Joe Coy. I'm like, hey, pal, we got a note from Mr. Spielberg. It says movie stars don't wear hats. And he goes, what about Indiana Jones? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess I could go argue with Mr. Spielberg. Or you could take the hat off in the next scene. And he goes, yeah, let's take the hat off. So,
did you have to reshoot that scene?
No, we did not.
Just wanted to
but nobody wore a hat after that.
Yeah?
I didn't even wear a hat. Nobody's wearing hats.
The next note's going to be, movie stars don't wear pants. He's just seeing how far he can push
whatever
you.
He says, I'll do it. I'm in. That's fine.
Now, the thing, I understand that you enjoy adrenaline. You heli-ski, so which means you go up into, like, backwoods, like, backcountry, in a helicopter, jump out of it, and ski down a wild mountain. This sounds dangerous, and why do you enjoy this?
I do it. I think I do it because I grew up in, like, lily white Chicago in the 70s. And I was the only Indian kid around, and I was also the fastest kid in the neighborhood. And the
fastest?
Fastest kid in my high school. And so I was like, that got me a lot of currency. And so, you know, there's a lot of opinions, hey, Indians don't ski. And I'm like, you watch me. And so I learned how to ski. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, what's the most advanced version of that? And so I went heli-skiing. Mm-hmm. And I got all these notes on my Instagram, like, I didn't know Indians ski. I'm like, yeah, watch me, pal.
Wow. They got the Himalayas. Jay, thank you so much for being here. Quasi is available April 20th on Hulu. Jay Chandrasekhar, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back May 1st with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.